So I'm here with one of the visual artists for Moana.
Yes.
And you pronounce your name.
My name is Griselda Sastra Winata Lemay. I'm a visual development artist.
And so what can you tell me about being part of this project?
It is an amazing experience. This is my first Disney movie that I work on, and also my first one that I get to work on with my husband, so it's extra special. It's amazing, like, you know, sometimes it feels weird when to say, wow, it's like a dream come true, because I grew up watching movies like Ariel, right? Like Aladdin, and this is like Ron and John movie. And then Eric Goldberg is our main animator for Maui's Tattoo, and he was the, you know, the animator for Genie. So it's like, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, like you said, this is your first project with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everyone that I've ever spoken to that has worked with Disney always have these wonderful stories to tell.
Yes. Yes.
And like you said, and also Moana, being a family film, and like you said, working with your husband.
Yes.
What more specifically your point, you know?
What I actually did in the movie?
Yeah.
I did the tapas at Grandma Vala's Valley. I mean Grandma Tala's Valley. I keep, every time I say the T and the V, I get mixed up all the time. Grandma Tala Valley. All the monster tapa, I did that. And then I also did all the background tapas at the Maui song when he was doing the hip hop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But those were fun.
Yeah, very fun assignments. And aside from the movie, I get to design one of the John Lasseter Hawaiian shirt and the little Moana Golden Book.
How long was this whole process then for?
I would say a few months, several months. I can't, you know, I don't really know the quantified itself. At times it feels so short or forever.
Was there anything that came off pretty easy and then some that were really difficult?
I think since the studio have done such an amazing job with their research, it's we're very informative with what to do. So in a lot of way that it saves me a lot of time in my homework in doing, oh, what is a tapa? Like, what is it? And at first I thought it's a cloth, because they call it tapa cloth, right? But it is actually made from an inner bark of a mulberry tree, where they soak and they pound it really thinly, and then they dry it out in the sun, they glue it together, and then they use vegetable dye to paint it up. And it is a communal activity. It's not just one person's doing it, but the actual people from the whole community from the village doing it. And it is such a special thing, the tapa, because they use it for big ceremonies like weddings, you know, birth, any type of celebration, funeral. Yes. And then the smaller cloth one, they use it for everyday clothing.
Yeah, it's nothing you mess up.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
The whole film was just beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
You know, earlier when they were talking about the hair.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, Maui's hair, the way it bounces, it's incredible.
I just chopped off all of mine. So, are you originally from here, or?
I'm from Indonesia.
Oh.
Yeah, and I also got to travel to Indonesia for Moana. Which is amazing.
It's pretty sweet.
It's extremely sweet. I got to go to Singapore and Indonesia. And in Singapore, I was with Osnod, our producer, and Auli'i, and Roger is one of our liner here. And Auli'i's mom, Puanani. So that was an amazing, incredible experience, once in a lifetime, that I never even imagined could happen. And Auli'i, the sweetest person ever. Her and her mom are just like always crying out of happiness.
Well, that's the best crying, no?
Oh, they are just so grateful for the experience, grateful for the opportunity, and so authentic. It's her and her mom. It's just, there's...
I heard the pleasure of meeting her.
Oh, I love her. So I love them. I can't believe she's 15.
She's
16 now. But when I was traveling with her, she's 15, and she has more poise than I am. I would ever be, ever.
So now that we have one is going to come out on the Blu-ray and DVD now, what other projects are you working on?
I was, after Moana, I was working on Olaf, the holiday specials that's coming out this year, and then now I'm helping out on Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great success, and continue bringing us more joy.
Yes. Yes to the brown girls. Right?
Very true. Very true.